Did the lady that's going to present leave?
She wasn't for item one.
Oh, she wasn't. Oh, she wasn't here for that reason.
Correct.
Okay.
Call the meeting to order. This is the Winchester Town Board meeting of April 12, 2022. Welcome, everyone. And Pat, I'd like you to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call. My name is Robert Mikes. To my right,
John Delabos.
Dorothy Gold.
And to my left,
Patrick Becker.
And staff introductions, starting with
Victoria Bonner, Secretary.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Okay. Is there anyone else going to be here from the county?
County? No. Okay.
That's it? Okay. I'm asking everyone to please turn off or mute all cell phones and any other electronic devices, and please take all private conversations outside the room. I'm asking for approval of the minutes for the March 29 meeting.
I so move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And approval for tonight's agenda.
I so move.
And hold, combine, or delay. And, well, we don't have any of that. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is Judy here?
She's not.
No. Not unless she's hiding somewhere. Okay.
Any informational items you want to pass on?
Yes, I have two, Chair. The first one, Commissioner Sagerblum and Commissioner Gibson will be hosting a job fair this Friday at the West Hall Las Vegas Convention Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. All jobs offered there are a minimum of $18 an hour. And we have about 18,000 jobs that we're looking to fill.
Wow.
18,000
jobs. We have 102 employers, and they all are over $18 an hour.
And that's where the convention center?
At the convention center.
West Hall. That's the new building.
Oh, yeah. By the building.
And yes, correct.
Question?
free walk-in. You just walk in. You can pre-register. But if you don't want to pre-register, you can just walk in at 9 a.m. or earlier. The Tesla tunnels will be open if you've never been there, because we have so many people attending pre-register that we need that parking on the other hall. So, and then this is for the board mainly, but also the community. We are hosting a Transform Clark County Development Code Review group meeting. And this is going to happen. You should have received an email invite for May 23rd from 6 p.m. to 7:30. Staff is going to go over the update on the Title 30 Development Code, which consists of zoning district overlays, and use regulations. So this is part two of Transform Clark County that we did part one last year, if you remember, mm-hmm. on the master plan update. Now we're going into Title 30 rewrite.
All right.
Let me know if you have not received the invite. It is virtual.
No, I've received it. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
And I won't be available.
Perfect. And that is it.
Perfect.
All right, let's move on in public comments. This is a group devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments for the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Thank you. And we're ready to move on to our first item, which is ZC220126, County of Clark, Las Vegas Convention Authority, for a zone change to reclassify 10 acres from a PF public facility zone to an H1 limited resort and apartment zone for a future development. Generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. All right, is the applicant present? Oh, there she is.
She snuck up on you.
Yeah, ready for you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the town board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I'm here on behalf of the LVCBA. With respect to a 10-acre piece of their property that's, as you mentioned, on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south side of Elvis Presley, this was rezoned a while back to PF because it's been owned by the Convention and Visitors Authority and they were planning it as part of their future expansion. Mm-hmm. It's been deemed that it's not necessary, so they actually have it in escrow to be sold for future development. Part of the requirement of that sale is that they rezone it to H1 so that the purchaser can come through with a future development project. So we don't have any plans for you tonight. It's just the zone change. As you can see on this map, everything around it is H1, everything in pink. The master plan is for H1, so I'm sure there will be a great project that you'll see here in the near future once they close on the land and come through with whatever their development plans are. Staff is recommending approval, and we very much appreciate your approval tonight. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who wants to make a comment regarding this? Please step up.
Will Puffer, 2877 Paradise Road. That's P-U-F-F-E-R. Love the facility. I've only enhanced my property value and other property value in the area. But I want to caution you that I've seen some beautiful cities enhance their overall life quality by placing an open park somewhere along the main corridor where people walk. And since, you know, ad hoc comedians, singers, artists, galleries of art could be shown, people don't tend to walk two or three blocks off track for safety reasons and other reasons. And since this was a semi-government piece of land, I guess, it really falls into a perfect site for something that's has a, you know, an agenda, open air kind of thing for people. And once it's gone, it's forever gone. Mm-hmm. And not speaking against the development or the enhancing property value, because that's a great idea. I could buy and would love to see it go up. Probably 20 stories, from what I understand, 200 feet.
I don't know. I haven't seen the development plans yet. It's someone other than obviously the Convention and Visitors Authority.
Because the site with that, I think it's MUD 2, allows 200 feet. I think that all should be available to the board to make a decision. You know, what's the height restriction? It could be 300 feet, 400 feet. Right? Right. And given the fact that I think, just step back, my last couple seconds of my 3 minutes, and take a deep breath, and where do you want Las Vegas to be in 5 or 10 years?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Is there any other people in the audience with a comment? Okay, to the board. Board members, any comment?
I just have a question about your map. I just don't understand the site delineation. It appears that the site spills over into the existing convention center parking lot on the west side of the building. Is that true?
That's a great question. So right now they're utilizing it. They have a lease on it to have overflow parking, and that will remain in place until the new development comes through. So when this new property owner takes over, buys the property, all of the plans, including the height and everything, will come before you for your determination. And then at that point, they'll remove the overflow parking. The Convention and Visitors Authority says that they've got spaces for it elsewhere and they don't necessarily need it, but they're using it right now, and that will continue until the future development of the site, which you know better than anyone, takes a long time.
Oh yeah, I live at Turnberry, same address as he does. Okay, so that explains the yellow plot. Mm-hmm. Help me with the aquamarine plot. I'm just really confused by that one because of the incursion of the fuchsia and the odd shape of it. And it appears there are roads there. And can you, like, help me on that a little?
Yes, yeah, so all of this aquamarine is the Convention and Visitors Authority. This was a portion of it, what used to be the Riviera site. Is that
yeah, no, I used to be at the Riviera for 18 and a half years. Yeah, I was worked there, yeah.
So this is just the current 10 acres.
Oh, there's a little line I see. Yeah, right, that was there. That's very, very...
Yeah, sorry.
Jumps right out at you, not...
Yeah, exactly.
Not...
So it should just be the 10 acres, and this is not easy to see either. There's a little pink line here,
yeah,
and that's the master plan just showing right here. So it's the same 10 acres. I just wanted to show you the master plan zoning map and then the aerial of it.
So then it actually goes down Elvis Presley.
Yes, it goes
It goes down probably more than a fourth of the way. Looks like about 30%.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then how far does it go down on the strip?
It's right down to here. I don't know. It looks like...
Is that the old pepper mill or is that further south?
That's a good question. This is a vacant parcel here.
So yeah, that's 555 Development has owned that forever.
Yeah, so pepper mill's probably further south.
Yeah, it's probably further south. It's probably that block right there, yeah. No, that's not the
right
shopping
here,
center.
Yeah.
Right there it is. I can see it now. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. That clarifies that. I was just...
Sorry, the lines could be...
Well, yeah, and it just looked like they were... I was thinking, why does this convention center develop all that property, pave it, fence it, landscape the perimeter, and then rip it all out again? Your tax dollars at work. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Do you have any questions or comments?
No, I do not.
Dorothy?
I love the idea of a park. I think we have so many high-rise buildings that all hold 117, 120 degree weathering. We're always talking about greening our community more green to keep it cooler if we can keep 120 degrees a little bit cooler.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
I would love having something green there instead of another high-rise. And another hotel and another...
You've got the Sahara, which will probably go. You've got the large, what's called Moon Hotel, which is going to go. You've got the Majestic, which is already started to get it. Go right across the convention center. Right. And then you've got the development of the shopping area. That ultimately will go, you know.
Right.
So there'd be what would be left in a corridor of large buildings. There's no place to... feel
right.
The Vegas home. You
know? And even tourists, I think, would like to have a spot of green to meander. They claim we're going to have that art gallery around and things like that.
The spontaneity of comedians and musicians, mm-hmm, and artists putting the things out and having day fairs. And it's a draw. It's a mecca. It's a relief, as you point out, in many ways. It's a social gathering area. Mm-hmm. And since it was government-owned at one time, we would hope that it would be, people would be. I'm not against development because, personally, I'm making money just sitting here today. Anybody owns in that area, the properties are appreciating like nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking down, you know, where my children are going to, mm-hmm, walk to.
And grandchildren.
Casino.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it currently a park?
No, it's not.
Does anyone have plans to turn it into a park?
There are no plans to turn it into a park. Okay. It's just only zoned public facility because it was planned for the convention and visitors authority.
Easy to convert that to a park.
Expansion. So,
I mean, I love the idea of a park too, but I don't feel like that's our decision this evening is whether it's a park or not.
Yeah, you're right. It isn't. No. All right. Any other comments by the board?
No. I understand, that I understand the map better. Thank you.
Okay. I have no comments. So at this point, I move to approve with staff conditions. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
One no.
One no.
3-1. Okay.
Thank you very much. I'll certainly
thank you.
Take back the discussion about the park. I'm sure they'll be interested in that. And I don't know what the future development plans will have, so maybe there'll be some sort of amenity that's like that. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, next item up is general business, and that is to elect a new vice chairman for the Winchester Town Board for possible action. And at this time, I'd like to nominate Mr. Becker.
We have to make a decision on this evening.
You need to check in?
It got kicked down to tonight from last week. Just so you know, there's a little preamble
that's
here.
When you get tasks and duties and nominations is when you're not there.
That's right.
Yeah, we actually that should have been we were going to do that actually.
Yeah.
And then just welcome you back, and then we sort of stuck with it. But
yeah.
Beatrice wouldn't let us.
It was going to be a
surprise. She's a killjoy that way.
So Mr. DeLibos can't be it because he was just chair previous term.
Right.
You can be starting again next January. But so we have Patrick, Ms. Gold, if you want to jump into it.
Thank you.
It's a little early for her.
Yeah, that would not be very fair.
So we can delay it if you need to check in.
No, I do have approval. I just have.
You just want to
see. Just seeing if
my life has gotten incredibly busy.
He's just seeing if he can milk this more.
Vice chairman.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
If Bob promises, pinky swears, still right. Be here.
I try to be here.
Bob's attendance until he got sick was always excellent.
Yes.
It really was.
All right. So, what do we have to vote for?
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I nominated him. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Is that a motion?
I'd like to motion to nominate Mr. Becker to the position of vice chairman.
Perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
See, I could vote against
even
my
if you would have voted no, you would have still been outvoted.
I know. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.
Comments by the general public is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed in the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anyone have a comment? Seeing no one, we'll assume that's not so. So. Next meeting date is April 26, 2022. Same place, same time. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.